The hidden note for September the 18th, 2012. So I'm going to bypass Tech Tuesday. I guess this is one of those days that kind of comes and goes, and kind of like most of my themes. Because I have something important to talk about. I have finally, at long last, finished the first section of the story for Andrew Eckhart's Last Mage series. Yay! I already completed the first editing round of it. I've already sent it off to Andrew. Hopefully he'll get back to me within a day or two. His traveling might hinder that, but we'll see. But I feel a bit of a buzz having completed a first step of a major project. I'm going to have to get the second half of that short story written. We'll see where I can squeeze it in within the remainder of this month in October, but we'll see. So, that said, I had originally rescheduled to write and have the edit draft of that story done today, as opposed to Monday, and I'm ahead of schedule. That said, that means that I get to start working on the outline for the interactive fiction now. Yay! I'm actually quite happy about that. I had wanted to get the stories done Sunday, but, well, I explained Monday what happened there, so, you know, it happens. Life has its way. But managed to stay productive, get done the story at lunch today, and get the edits done. So it's pretty awesome. So, okay. That said, I will be... Did I officially pick the two stories yet for TDC? I don't remember. I think I do. I have to check my notes. I actually have to check my notes on the other to-do items for the remainder of the week, just to make sure I'm on task, and to adjust for the change that happens with this particular story being done. That said, other things happening right now. Oh, one tech bit of news. I talked to Zen Dead earlier. He's the co-host with me of the Hidden Grid podcast. A little bit on hiatus right now. He also does his own moving. But we'll be getting back to that. And hopefully this fall, but more likely this winter, I'm betting. Podcast is a habit of falling down just because, you know, life gets in the way. But he's getting in a better position himself. So that said, he let me know that he actually saw this podcast in the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. Now, that was apparently 3 days ago, so that would have been Friday or Saturday. But, what? Really? Awesome! I wish I had grabbed a screenshot. You know, it's like, your Hidden Note podcast is on iTunes as a noteworthy podcast. Really cool. Numbers don't quite reflect that, but actually there's I was actually looking at my feed, and there's like 16 of you out there, so... Cool. Hi. What else? The podcast, the book, there was something else, but it's escaping me right now. Oh, one other tech thing. If you've ever been part of the podcast community group on Facebook, I'm actually in a picture there from DragonCon. You can actually take a look and see me on my, first panel. It was an unofficial panel, but you know what? I'm sitting up there, somebody's recording it, and there's pictures of proof of me being up there. That's awesome. So, cool. I do kind of look at the picture and go, well, you need to lose weight, sir. Because, wow, yeah. Damn, that picture is very honest. So, still, it's kind of cool having up there and gives me excuse to, you know, say, okay, now we gotta do this again next year. We'll see. Okay, I'm gonna call it quits for now. So, I will let you guys know tomorrow what the status of the interactive fiction is, and if I can try to get ahead on that. You know, who knows? If I can get up to a point where I have both interactive fiction stories done, I don't know, by midweek of that week in October I have off, then maybe I can get a jump on the second half of Andrew's story prior to writing the novel in November. Gotta have something to keep me busy those last few weeks before the novel starts, because no matter how much I'm ahead on writing that, I don't want to start that until November. Alright, so that said, I'm going to sign off. I will talk to you all later. Have a good one.